The processional hymn 301. Let every Christian pray. Welcome, everybody, to this celebration of Holy Communion on this festival of Pentecost, if you like, the birthday of the Christian Church, when we remember how the apostles and other disciples were filled with God's Holy Spirit following our Lord's ascension into heaven, how the Holy Spirit inspired them, and how he inspires us in our Christian discipleship and witness today. The service is the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Christ is risen. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to God in the highest,
and peace to God's people on earth. Lord of heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who is of the Father, Lord of Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, please hear our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, by the power of the same Spirit, strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied and as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 121, the traditional form of the Easter anthems.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven, living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Assyria, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, after which those attending Sunday school may withdraw, 295, "Come, Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove."
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 15,
beginning at verse 26.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And that the Father, all that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some words from our epistle today, the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2 and verse 2. Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. In that second chapter of the book of Acts, St. Luke describes that first day of Pentecost, that day on which the Christian church was born. And reading his words today, what he says may perhaps best be considered in terms of four W's: waiting, wind, wonder, and witnesses. Waiting demands patience. I remember way back in my primary school days, a poem we were taught amidst the scene of waiting for a birthday party to begin. And it went like this: waiting, waiting, waiting for the party to begin. And then its ultimate lines were, waiting, waiting, waiting for half an hour or more. Was there ever such waiting before? Yes, waiting demands patience. And the disciples had been told by Jesus to stay in Jerusalem and to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, we read the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. They are to wait, but that wait has not just been since the ascension of Jesus 10 days previously, nor has it just been since the resurrection of Jesus 50 days previously. Since the days of the prophets, there had been a hope that God's Spirit would come to be with his people. And as we read in Acts chapter 2, Peter explains that this moment is one that had long been awaited. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. What can be learned from the long wait of the people and the experience of the disciples on that Sunday in Jerusalem? Waiting is important. Even the disciples, the people who had been with Jesus for 3 years, the people who have seen him back from the dead, they have to wait. God has his own time, and sometimes people just have to be patient. The second W is wind. The book of Acts says, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Since the beginning of creation, God's Spirit has been like a wind, like a breath. In the first two verses of Genesis, the first two verses of the Bible, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. The breath of God is found blowing over the waters. The wind is something that creates, that gives life. So the Holy Spirit comes as one who will create a new people. The Holy Spirit comes as the breath of the church, the one who gives life to the church, the one who must be present in the church if the church is not to die. Are Christians aware of the importance of the breath of the church? Sometimes Christians behave as though the church is like any other human organization, but it is not. Without the breath of the Spirit, without the rushing wind, the church is dead and lifeless. The third W is wonder. Look at the words that Luke uses to describe the reactions of those who saw the impact of the day of Pentecost. Verse 6 says, "The crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each." In verse 7, he says that they were amazed and astonished, while verse 12 says, "All were amazed and perplexed. The people were filled with wonder at what God has done. This will be a moment that they will never forget." Thinking about God, are people ever struck with sense of wonder? Do their thoughts ever leave them feeling changed in a way that those first followers were changed? If there is not a sense of wonder, what does it say about faith? If people are going to carry on believing through times that are challenging, they need to have a faith with a capacity to amaze, to bewilder even. People need to be filled with wonder. And the final W is witnesses. Peter speaks to those who have witnessed what has taken place. He is anxious that the story they tell is true. He addressed them in plain terms. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Being a witness is at the heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to see for oneself and to share what one has seen. Peter is aware that such faith will be challenged and that it will not be something that people can hold on to by themselves. In verse 21, he says, "Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." When they ask for God's strength, then God will send his Spirit. The Spirit who was with the disciples on that first day of Pentecost is the Spirit who is with Christians now. And as the Spirit enabled the disciples to be witnesses for Jesus, so the Spirit can help people to be witnesses to Jesus in their own lives. No one is being forced. Peter said to the crowd, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord." They had a choice, and people, you and I, now have a choice. They can choose to be Jesus' people, they can choose to be his witnesses, or they can turn around and walk away. Many people did walk away. It is clear from reading the Gospels that there were many people who did not want to know. Like them, people have to choose. The question is, will they be his witnesses? Waiting and wind and wonder and witnesses. Words that are a reminder of the story of Pentecost and ask, when the story has been heard, how will people respond? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, grant to the Church strength, wisdom, and judgment through the Holy Spirit. Release in your people the power of a living witness for the whole Church, fulfilling your command to those who seek to follow you in truth. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop, for this group of parishes, and also the parish of Newcastle and the rector, Canon Myrtle Morrison. As we reconnect in person on this day, may the Holy Spirit continue to renew and inspire us in all we do. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, have mercy on a world where there is often speech without communication, relationships without love, and where people are separated by barriers of race and nationality. Send your Holy Spirit to show men and women their true needs and teach them to live together without fear. Bless Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, and the government. The First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and Deputy First Minister, Emma Little-Pengele, and the Executive. Also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Simon Harris, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the government of the Republic. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, give us right judgment in our families and friendships and work. May we know your presence in every situation, although still kept apart in some circumstances at present. May the unbroken harmony be shown in all our relationships. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, be close to those who are ill, at home or in hospital. In particular, Lord Eames. We pray as well for those who are caring for the sick, that you will give them skill, sympathy, and resilience in all they do. And we pray for all who have been recently bereaved, in particular Mae McCauley and the family circle, following the death of her husband, Jim. Grant them the assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who now rejoice in the perfect knowledge and unclouded vision of your nearer presence. May their example strengthen and prepare us for the coming of joy made complete and love made perfect in your heavenly kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that he may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 9. As we gather at your table. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, according to whose promise the Holy Spirit came to dwell in us, making us your children and giving us power to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. And so so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the words and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, at 8 o'clock, a meeting of the Mothers' Union in the parochial hall, which will see a demonstration of potting plants. And everyone is welcome. That's tomorrow night, Mothers' Union in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, Trinity Sunday, morning prayer at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn on the sheet provided, Fire of God, Titanic Spirit. peace, to love and serve the Lord.